centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. And welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today we have another one of our own at Liberate Emporium's healers and practitioners, Monica. She's very interesting and eclectic in a way that I think that the type of healings that she does and intuitive healings that she does is very unique, because she really deals with what a lot of people would be and perceive as the negative dark energy that exists within this duality of a universe that we live within. Monica, can you explain a little bit more to the listeners about what it is that you actually do?
Yes. Thank you, Christina. So what I do is I do clearings. I clear energies or entities. Basically, what happens is that when someone has the feeling that somebody's watching them in their house or that somebody's following them, but there's nothing there, what I do is I tap into that energy. I ask permission. Is it okay if I can see the energy from the person? And once they agree, then I can see if it's just energy or if it's actually something that's attached to them.
Okay, so wait, let's hold on. Let's move back a few points. So
okay.
when you're seeing energy, what does it exactly look like to you?
Well, sometimes energy could just be that you're just really tired and you feel like somebody's there. And then when I close my eyes and I look, sometimes I can see it physically. Sometimes I have to close my eyes and ask for guidance. And sometimes it's just a cloud. And I can say, Christina, you're just tired. But sometimes I can actually see the entity if there is an entity attached or something that's called a wayward. A wayward is someone that has passed, crossed over, but they didn't go into the light. So they're just hanging around.
Okay, so let's say if somebody else is coming to see you and they're wanting to get, they feel that something's off, something's up with them, and they're seeking a little help and assistance, and they're coming to you for a clearing or healing. They might come in more for a healing, and then you're going to give them a clearing. Now, so you said that when you first tap in, you kind of see. Now, you're seeing with your mind's eye or your third eye. Is that correct?
Most of the time, yes. But Sometimes I can actually see them with my eyes open physically. When they're too strong or the energy's like...
Wow.
I want to say like when they want to confront me because they know what I do.
And so when you say they, let's go into a little things. Let's back up a little bit. So You're looking at somebody's energy. And you can either see it very clearly with your mind's eye or with your physical eyes. And sometimes you see clouds or you see energy in different colors, or what are you seeing when you're seeing just energy besides clouds, when it's just energy?
When it's just energy, it could actually even just be, if I don't see it like a cloud, I can see it like a mist, or sometimes it could be like rainbow colors. But it's not the aura. It's sometimes just energy. Like, let's say if I see energy around you like a cloud, I'll ask and I'll get an answer from God or creator source. That'll be, oh, Christina's just tired. Okay. Or it could be that you're grieving. They'll give me, God or the spirit guides will tell me, will say a word, and I'll ask, Christina, are you grieving? Did something happen? And then probably be like, oh my God, yes, my friend just passed away, or something like that. So it's just probably just you that are feeling down, and so it's just a cloud.
Okay. So sometimes our emotions really contribute to our energetic state and the energy that's going on in our system. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think what you were starting to get into is that there's things beyond us as beings, as spirits, as essence of our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body that affect us. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And what are these things?
Okay, so the way I kind of explained it most of the time is there's angels, there's spirit guides. And the same as they're good, sometimes there's bad energies or entities. So the energies or entities, my understanding of what I've received is they're here because of something that the person is doing. For example, let's say there's someone that has an addiction. What happens is that because you're in this low frequency or vibration, you attract these things. And what happens is that if you continue with the drugs or alcohol in excess, like an addiction, they just stay because what they want, their purpose is like to destroy the body, destroy the human body, but not as much as for the person to die because they need the human body. They cannot cross over.
Okay, so if they're keeping, if from my understanding, if they keep the body weakened in a low, more negative state, then they can continue to live within it. It's kind of like if you think on the physical form, when your body is more acidic, you're more prone to having parasites in your body. And so, you know, but when if you alkalize your body, if you develop a pH over a 6, 6.5 is like what ideally your body's alkaline and acidic level should register at. And if you are at that, most parasites won't be able to live within your system. But it's when we become very acidic that they thrive in that environment. That's your ideal environment.
That's
so it's
right.
like kind of the same for
it's
these.
It's kind
these
of the same, yes. So as long as your body and the vibration that your body has, let's say someone that meditates every day, you know, is always healing themselves, you know, is trying to keep in their vibration and their frequency high, it's less likely that they will attract something.
Okay. So what types of somethings have you experienced? Because I know like a lot of people, they've kind of accepted or they understand that there are dark forces, but you dealing with them and facing them face on and being able to see them, what is the variance of that? Because I mean, when you talk about like higher beings and energy, like a lot of people have a lot of understanding of that. You know, there's fairies, there's angels, there's archangels, there's spirit guides, there's ascended masters, there's like all of this like higher vibration energies. There's fairies, there's gnomes, or I think I already said fairies, but you know what I mean. And so there's a lot of understanding of all these different types of positive energy.
Right.
So what are the different types, you know, because you started saying a couple interesting words earlier. And so maybe we can go through how many do you know of and what are they?
Okay, so probably what I see is not even half of what's really out there. So the entities that I see sometimes, like I said, it's like actually people that have crossed over and that never went into the light. I want to start with, you know, the basics.
Okay.
So people don't cross over, and for some reason they feel attached to their wife, to the children, and they're like, they don't want to leave. They don't cross over. And so what happens is that as a spirit and as a soul, we have a light just as it is. So when we don't cross over the right way, like going into the light, we kind of like the spirit kind of dims down. So I see them kind of like dark souls just walking around and just being attached to the family or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
So usually,
now, why are they dark?
Because like I said, we all have a light. Light, we are made from light. You know, God created us and our soul is light. And that's why sometimes that's one of the main reasons we attract these things, because we're made of pure light. Now, the people that don't cross over into the light, they kind of stay behind. That's what happens. And like I said, this is my understanding and what the answers I've had questions to. So when I receive, I've asked, like, why is this person dark? And it's not that they're dark as in evil.
Okay.
The soul is just dark.
That's what I was clarifying.
Okay,
like,
great.
Is this like an evil, like, is this, you know, devil incarnate?
Right,
you know,
no.
Like, what is this dark, like, looming energy?
Right. No. It's just a dark being that just needs to cross over.
Okay.
Into the light.
Okay.
So that's, like, one of the most ones I get, like, people are like, maybe it's my dad, he passed away. And so those are like that we can relate to.
Okay.
Now, there's also entities that I don't know where they come from, but they're here. Sometimes they look, you know, sometimes they look like, I want to say the word we understand is like a devil kind of a figure. You know, red eyes, whatever. Sometimes I see them as a dark cloud, but you can see that maybe their eyes are red and it's evil. There are many different shapes, sizes, and forms. And usually the feeling I get is like when I see it with my third eye, the redness in their eyes or whatever it is, their eyes are actually the ones that tell me how bad it seems, like how evil they are.
Okay.
But I also just want to clarify that all this can be changed. I work with light. I work with Archangel Michael. And everything I do comes directly from God, from Source. So every time I go and do a clearing, I connect myself to God. I don't go and pretend like I'm the one that does all the work. So when I ask for guidance, after I ask for guidance, I see the energy, the entity, or whatever it is. Sometimes they can represent themselves as lizards. Sometimes, and it's like, sometimes we don't understand what they are, but I can feel or sense how evil they might be. And I say the word evil because that's what we understand. But what I want to say is like bad, how bad it is. Like they shouldn't be here or they shouldn't be attached to the person. So what I do is I'll ask the person, do you do something that's dark? Sometimes it has to do because they did a Ouija board or... they did something, a ritual that they weren't supposed to when they were kids. And what happens is that probably the entity has followed them because you have to understand that on that side, there's no space and time. So we grow here year by year, while in this other side, there's no time or space. Mm. So they can be attached to us almost all our lives and we wouldn't even know. We just know that there's something there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this, I'm hearing... you know, red eyes, different sizes, shapes. I'm hearing kind of presenting themselves as lizards or reptile-y kind of figures. So they all have a different variance of maybe their strength. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think besides, I mean, okay, so yes, there's the people that... you know, maybe they've tapped into a little bit of the darker magic type of realm, or they had a pivot within life where they've opened themselves up to, you know, addiction in different realms of that kind of energy. But what other things? Because I hear like I hear that you can kind of attract lower vibration beings, if this is what we want to call them, lower vibration beings. So we're not necessarily saying they're evil. We're not necessarily that they're not good. They're not light.
Right.
What kind of things can one be or experience in life that starts to open them to be more susceptible to attracting these forces within their life?
Well, we can attract them just even by walking in the wrong side of the street. What happens is that our vibration and let's say we're always someone that, like I said, there's meditating, you know, there's, and I'm not saying church, but just as long as your vibration, your body is high, it's less likely that you'll attract them. But if, let's say, once in a while you have a road rage, just the feeling of anger brings down your vibration. Just off the bat with that, you can attract. You can attract them just even like going and seeing a scary movie. It's like, why do you want to see it? It's like, you know, us as humans, we're very interested in things that are unknown. And at the same time, we get scared. So even with a movie, you watch a scary movie, you're scared. If you leave the movies and then you just go clear yourself, you know, clear your energy or have a healing, it goes away most of the time. But once you're in this fear mode, your body is scared, you're attracting. So that's maybe one of the ways you can attract.
Okay, so for clarification or just for validation on this, it's, you know, when we have more lower vibration emotions, when we have anger, rage, fear, when we live within that not trusting, believing kind of light energy, we allow ourselves to kind of vibrate a little lower, and in that lower vibration, we can attract these lower vibration entities.
That's right, yes. Okay. That's my understanding, and that's what I've actually perceived ever since I started doing clearings. It's like I started asking questions. It doesn't make sense. This person is always in church, or this person is always healing. Why are we attracting these things? So yes, it has to do with low vibrations, being scared, being depressed. Depressed is one of the things that actually just brings on these entities, because...
Now, do these entities also contribute? Because I've heard that sometimes, mm-hmm. like, depression could be an entity inside somebody.
It is. But what happened for you to be depressed? So we'd have to see, like, what was the moment? Because sometimes it could just be, like, I broke up with my girlfriend, with my boyfriend, and it's like I just went into this feeling of I don't want anything, and you get into this low vibration, and instead of coming out and be like, you know what, I'm better, I can find someone better, we just decide to stay in this space of like pity and anger and depression. Then we bring on the depression, and then from then we go into the doctor, we get medicated, so it doesn't help. Yes, depression, you actually have an entity attached to you that wants you to stay like this. That's why we get thoughts of suicide. That's why we get thoughts of like, what if I hurt someone? This, we are not, as humans, we're not made to hurt others or to even hurt ourselves. So know that every time it's not a right thought, it's usually not us. So that's when a clearing should come into place, or miracles happen. You know, you go walk into a church. It might make sense just to someone, like, I walked into this Christian church, Catholic church, and I saw the light and everything was better after that. Sometimes it also has to do with the belief systems that we have. So maybe a healing does not make sense for a person, but actually praying to God in a Catholic church works.
Mm-hmm. And or any type of church, you know, yes, whatever religion you are.
Any,
you know,
religion. It's like what makes sense to your body, and you feel the right. Your body feels right. That's what I want to say.
Sometimes even with the strong meditation and visualization, is it that opens up your connection to the higher realms, and sometimes just a few minute meditation will help clear them, would you say?
Yes, it helps clear. My whole thing is like, when you feel like you cannot control whatever it is that's going on, seek help. Sometimes just saging your place, saging yourself, or having a specific crystal, you know, might clear the energy. But when something is really just getting out of hand, don't think that it's you that's going crazy. Like, look for help, no matter where it is. Just ask questions, look for answers, because sometimes we're scared to, or like, oh, people think I'm crazy or something like that. And then we go into this state of like, it's okay, I'm fine. And then, you know, things can escalate, you know, downward.
Is there ever a point that somebody gets where they're... Well, first off, let's backtrack a little bit. Can somebody be infested by more than one entity? How many is the most that you've ever seen within somebody?
I don't know, like, a specific number. But all I can say is that in one occasion, I've had actually... I just see that entities are leaving not only the person's body, but surroundings. And it seems like 50, hundreds.
Wow.
I want to say that we're visual. And it could be that they were all attached to this person or the house or whatever it is. But sometimes it's just been at the place forever. So I want to say that numbers... 1 or 100 can be the same feeling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you notice a very strong kind of change in somebody after, like, if somebody's very affected by either a very strong kind of negative energy entity or numerous ones, do you notice that sometimes after clearing that things are very different for that individual?
Yes, actually, you can actually see it almost immediately. What I used to do and is just take a picture of before and after. Mostly when someone says, I feel like something is not right and I feel it's in me, around me, or whatever, I'll take a picture before. I'll do the session, I'll do the clearing, and I take a picture after. And it just seems like it was a different person. So it's kind of sometimes very visual.
Wow.
You can feel the energy, you can see the energy is different.
And I think to bring up an important point that I'm hearing within what you're sharing is that it can be immediate, this change and this transformation. However, not to forget to mention that we need to go back to the origin of what was causing this person to either continue to be in a negative environment, in a low vibration environment, or have those lower level emotions and kind of heal that, because otherwise, you know, the same type of energy that brought them into that space and to attract those entities, even if they're gone, if they didn't fix those types of self-loathing feelings or anger, or if they're constantly going into, let's say, a really bad work environment where it's just really negative and it's highly infested with negative energy, feelings, those kind of things, that the moment that they step back in it, they have those negative thoughts again, they get angry, they drive home, they're enraged, they get, and then they get home, they start to feel depressed, the entities come, and then a couple weeks later, they're in the same place as they were, yes. Right? You know, because you see that too. And yes. I see that, you know, having the shop at Liberate, people, you know, will be like, you know, I felt great for like, you know, because I'll do healings and things like that too. Right. So, you know, and they'll be like, I felt great for like 4 days, 5 days. I was a completely different person. And then something happened.
Right.
You know, and that something that happened is that core belief system, or that way of viewing their self, the world, their environment, or the circumstances that they continue to expose themselves to, didn't change.
Yes.
So it's like taking a shower and then going and rolling around in the mud pen again. You're probably going to get dirty again.
Yes.
Now, we need to stop you from after you take a shower, we need to stop you from going and rolling around in the mud pen.
Yes.
And then you can live clean.
Yes, exactly. What I like to say in this case is that everything is accompanied by what you said, belief systems or patterns of behavior. And that's something else I do. So it actually goes hand in hand.
Okay.
So you can help a person clear, but let's say it was because the person was depressed. Then we can work on that. I can work on the belief systems and patterns, like, why were you depressed? So it kind of goes hand in hand, because like you said, the same entity, the same energy is not going to come back, because when I release it, it's just gone. It's completely gone. But will you attract more? Probably. So you have to work a little bit with both things at the same time.
Okay. So, you know, so somebody can feel this, you know, kind of vast, very extreme difference within their self. You can even take pictures and look at before and after, maybe their postures, their facial muscles, different things can change and transform because the person's no longer carrying all those other occupants in their body. However, then they probably need a couple sessions to really go in and dive in deep to the psychological aspects, or making some shifts within their behavior or their environment, you know, because it's like, okay, you can get them to maybe think a little bit differently about, you know, their work, but if their work's very toxic, it might take a little bit of time for them to start looking for a new job and quitting and going and, and doing something different.
Right. You know? But you also have to see that we're always a work in progress. Yeah. Like, if we always grow, we always learn. So even like two sessions, it will help a person get out of the dark place, you know, and just move on forward.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, like, you know, so, you know, would you say about two sessions, if not a few more, kind of recommended, not just one? You'd want to work with them on a couple.
So I ideally, like, the person, as long as they're looking for a spiritual growth, and even if it's not with me, just growing, because what happens is that even with me, until today, I'm still working. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I could walk into a bar or anywhere and that something will attach to me. And then I get home and I'm angry for some reason. So I'll just clear my energy, clear myself. And once everything is clear, then I'm like, okay. So it's like a work in progress. It's not just I'll do a couple of sessions on myself or have someone help me. It's like you have to constantly be moving forward. As long as you're doing that, even if it's 2 sessions, 20 sessions, and no matter with who it is, as long as you're growing spiritually, I feel like you should be fine.
Absolutely. So I like that. I like the fact of, you know, moving forward. And I think if somebody's even called to action to come in and say there's something not right,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I feel that something's not right with me, I'm seeking some help, I think that that's the first step of they're open to growth.
Right. You know, yes.
They want to be different. They don't want to live within those vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there ever some cases or some type of entities or I never want to say that it's not hopeful for people, mm-hmm. but have you ever found where it's hard to turn back?
Yes. Actually, now that you say that, losing hope, what happens is that sometimes people don't want to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's serving them in some way. So let's say a person comes to me and says, Monica, something is following me, or someone is here with me and I don't know what to do. And I say, hey, you know, is it okay if I check? Is it okay if we clear it? But then at the same time, they're like, I've had cases of people tell me like, well, if this thing goes away, no matter what it is, even if it's not an entity, let's even just say it's depression or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, my husband won't take care of me, my kids won't come and see me. And so it's like you have to kind of be sure that you really want the change, because in reality, it's like this is why in my case I ask permission. Because if they don't want to get rid of it, it's still going to be there. Like I can say I've had cases where I'm like, can I clear this energy? And they're like, yes. And it doesn't want to go away. It's because the real reason is that the person doesn't want to let go of it.
Yeah,
so I can't clear anything that someone doesn't want to get rid of.
Okay. Now, sometimes they don't want to get rid of it because of the entity itself?
Yes, but no, that we always have free will. So the moment the person says, God help me, I really don't want this, that free will and that moment of the person wanting it gone,
mm-hmm.
it's gone. But if you, for some reason, feel like it should stay longer for whatever reason, then it's still going to stay there.
Interesting. And to clarify that, for those that are listening, you know, what Monica's referring to is a secondary gain. And so there's the dislike of a current circumstance, situation, and impact on one's life, but in some way, like she was giving that analogy of, okay, well, if I got better, then my family's not going to come visit me or this or that. So their secondary gain from that situation would be that they're getting a lot of attention, and that they like the attention, and they feel like if they're good and they're fine, then they, you know, they'll be okay, then, you know, kind of the same thing. Sometimes I have, when I'm working with people, that the same type of situation, they want to lose weight because, you know, but then maybe they had a bad experience with love and they feel that on some level they want love in a relationship, but they're scared of it because it impacts that kind of vision or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. It doesn't mean that you can have a relationship at any weight, any size or whatever, but whatever their belief system is.
Exactly.
And so, you know, so it's really hard to kind of look at it because everything in life serves us in some way. We really do live in a world of duality. And that's why, you know, there's these angels and light beings, but there's also this dark energy, and it's like it's this balance of, you know, there's an up, there's a down, there's a left, there's a right, there's a front, there's a back, there's positive and there's negative, there's light and there's darkness, and there's, you know, good, but for every good there's bad, or for every bad there's good. So there's this equal and opposite reaction that's going on within somebody. And so I think that, you know, when you're trying to, you know, clear something or get rid of something, somebody might be coming in, but, you know, maybe they want to stay the victim, maybe they want the attention, maybe they don't want the responsibility of having to be healthy, be free, be this, whatever the case may be, you know?
Yes, and that's why I'm very, like, on point in what you just said, is, like, belief systems. That's when we want to make them see that they can actually be someone without this person, or family will come and visit You know, it's like they're not losing anything. You can do all this and being healthy physically, mentally, even space-wise, you know, so you don't have to hold on to these negative things for you to be happy.
Absolutely. Now, what about cases where maybe there's so many entities that it's difficult to get them out? Is there ever a point where the entities over-control somebody's free will?
No. Free will is free will. What happens in those cases is that, like I said, there's a little light where the person wants to change and says, this is not what I want.
Okay. So there's always a little light remaining.
Yes.
But what about the notion of maybe you've experienced this, maybe you haven't, but have you ever heard of the term walk-in?
Yes.
Okay, so where somebody's soul literally checks out of their body. And so now it's just a shell of a person, or that's my understanding. Right. And that can be inhibited by anything, right?
True. Now, you have to look at it this way also. There's a reason why the soul leaves and somebody else comes in. And usually, if you notice the cases that has happened, it's not an entity. It's nothing bad. It's someone...
It's normally another soul.
Another soul.
But can it be where the soul leaves and an entity or a darker energy kind of start to occupy it?
You know, I have not seen it, to tell you the truth, but I will say this. There's always a reason and a purpose. And I feel that when the body is ready for a new person, a new soul, it's not us and it's not evil, it's God. Okay. So in this case, I feel like for some reason, God is giving, not permission, because permission sounds like you have to ask, but God is giving the opportunity for this body to continue because the family needs lessons. The body still needs something to learn. So usually it is a soul, another soul coming in. And what happens after that? Usually it's families coming back together like, oh my God, this person nearly died. And they don't see it's a walk-in.
Yeah, they don't even see that it's a different spirit.
And the family since then is together. Actually, the husband that had left came back. So it's like you have to see what happens usually after these cases. Usually it's for something better.
But for people that aren't that soul, because that soul, now that soul's journey and the soul's lessons are gone, but
yes,
but there's a different kind of
purpose
yes, for the greater good, if
that's
we should
right
say.
Yes. So even sometimes the body or the person doesn't even know it's a walk-in, but they start seeing like, I don't remember, or they have a full amnesia, or they're like, you know what? I feel like I came from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Only walk-ins that really want to know what is this, they start looking for help. I had a person that actually came to me and said, I know I'm a walk-in. Why am I here? I don't fit here. But she still needed to learn lessons. Like, she actually didn't remember that she asked to live this experience. So it has to... What I'm saying is that we only see what we understand as humans. We don't really know what's going on out there. Why did the soul decide to come back? Or why is it that the family really needs it? You know, so it's different things. Maybe it's only for the husband, family, kids. We don't know why. So it's their purpose to find out the real reason they're here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch gears a little bit, going back to the entities.
Okay.
And that. So, I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about cleansing of an individual person.
Yes.
Now, what about spaces? Because we've all had these experiences where you walk into somewhere and it just either feels light, positive, refreshing. And then you've walked into these places where you just feel like there's things crawling up your spine and you don't want to be there and it's so negative. And anytime you're in that environment, you just can't help but to feel depressed.
Right.
You know?
So I run out the door.
So what is that? You know, what is going on?
Well, it could be many different things. Because sometimes, like I said, you know, we're like, something doesn't feel right. And maybe it's just the energy of the house. Maybe the house is really old. Maybe the energy of the person of the house is like, I don't like visitors. Why is people come and visit me? We don't know. But sometimes when you get chills, it's because entities probably are there. It's not all the time. But maybe entities are there and they're like, you're too bright, you're too light, you shouldn't be here. And it's overwhelming for a spirit that's clean and just, you know, is always positive. So it just depends really on what's really going on in the space or the house.
Now, how can having, since we're on the topic of entities, you know, in all the different forms and varieties and flavors that you described, how do having entities within your environment, whether within your workspace or within your living space, how do they affect an individual?
Well, basic stuff, like you feel tired, you feel drained, but then when you leave the space, let's say even if it's the house or work, you leave, you're in your car and you put music and you're happy. So you're like, wait a minute, it seems like you have multiple personalities. It's like you're sad, depressed in this space, but you come out and you're like happy. So it's like, what the hell?
Okay.
So it depends. Sometimes if you keep on feeling the energy, like you were fine until you started working somewhere, you were fine until you started living somewhere, the person that asks, that's why I'm always like, ask. And my mom always says, when you ask, you already know the answer. Because why am I feeling like this? It's like you really know the answer, because it's like, oh, it was the house or it's the job. So it's your responsibility to kind of keep your spirit, your body clear. Now, if it's work, ideally, not all of us can do it, but ideally it would be like, you need to change jobs.
Yeah.
It's not working for you. But also, you have to think that if it's a job, maybe it's pushing you to get out of there because you're meant for something bigger and you need to go somewhere else.
Or if there's an entities at work, could you get those cleared? Even if you're not the like owner or the facilitator of the space, you could clear them out of there, right?
No, actually, that's why I say you need permission, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Let's say you're at a job, and it's let's say it's a big office, and there's cubicles. There's negative energies and entities. Now, let's say the boss actually carries these entities, and he's fine, being upset and being angry. I can clear my space because I'm getting paid for my space only, but I can't clear the whole office because I'd have to ask him for permission. Does he want to feel better? Does he want to get rid of these entities? And if I tell him, hey, you know what, I feel the energy is negative here, can I clear it? And they're like, no, I can't do anything about it. It's like, I want to say it's property, because would you like if I said, hey, Christina, I feel your negative energy? Most people are like, what? I want to clear you. And you're like, I feel fine. So you'd have to have an agreement with the person, the owner of, because it's their responsibility.
And it kind of probably goes to what you were saying before. You could go in there and try to clear, but maybe it wouldn't work because if that person isn't, you know, letting it. Now, if it's a space and it's nothing to do with the people, but it's maybe living within that environment or those quarters, you could technically clear that, right?
If the space, or let's say if it's a house, let's say I live with my mom and my sister, and the apartment is my sister's. She leased it, she's everything. I'd have to ask for her permission, even if I'm living there. Now, with family, it's usually like, yeah, sure, go for it, you know? But when it's like, let's say you're sharing an apartment with a roommate, how do you come about it? Like, you could say, you know what, I want to clear the space, the energy, I don't feel right, something's off, and come into the agreement of like, yeah, you know what, it sounds like a good idea. Why don't we sage? Why don't we clear? But what if the person actually likes it like that? It sounds like bad, but sometimes people actually like living like that, in a mess, addiction, whatever it is. It's like that's the way they want to live. But also know that there's a purpose for it. Their body or soul wants to go through this experience, even if they don't know it.
Okay.
So usually I prefer to ask for permission, because if not, it's like nothing goes away.
Okay. Interesting. But once you clear some entities and the energy of a space, do people start to experience different things within that environment?
Most of the time they do. Like you said, you know, if they want to change and they continue going in the right path, and the right path for the soul, not a specific religion. But Yeah, like they'll feel like, you know what, after you did the clearing, oh my God, it feels so much lighter, brighter. Usually what happens is after do a clearing, people open their eyes and they're like, oh my God, I see, like, I didn't even know it's bright. It's a beautiful day.
And the same for in their house.
That's right. So they'll feel like the energy's lighter. They want to do stuff. You know, they'll start feeling a change.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes is it beneficial to get, or would you say that it's mostly always beneficial that if you're clearing somebody, that you're also clearing their environments of where they're normally at a lot of times?
Yes.
Whether that's their car, whether that's their office, whether that's their, you know, when it's possible, and whether that's their living situation or their quarters, because you don't want them walking back into and feeling drained again, right?
Right. Usually, so what I do is I suggest, like, okay, I cleared your energy. Yes, you did have something. Is it okay if we do the house? I'd have to go see, and, you know, then it would be another agreement. Now, if they're like, you know what, my car feels the same, and they have it out here, so is it okay if I clear your car? They're like, yes, please. And is it yours? You know, I always try to make sure that just because the energy could be, let's say the car is the mom's, the energy of the owner. Sometimes owners don't like to people touching things, you know, like grandmas, like, no, don't wash the dishes. I wash them. I wash them better than anybody. Same thing with energy. So if the car is theirs, I can clear the car, you know? So it just depends on how more they want to go, like how far do you want your house, do you want, you know, it just could be they have 10 cars, then we'll clear all 10 cars.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so is there anything else to kind of finish up on this interesting topic of the lower vibrations of energy that we interact with every day, whether within our living spaces, our offices, walking down the street, in the presence of others, or even within our own inner experiences?
What I would like to say is, whatever makes you happy and keeps your vibration high, keep on doing it. If it's eating ice cream and you're on a diet, eat ice cream for once. You know, just try to keep your vibration high and always ask questions.
No, wait on that one. anything that you do, you have to commit to that you're doing it, because if it's just making you feel better in that moment and you're liking the ice cream, but then you're going to guilt yourself and be angry at yourself afterwards, then you're actually putting yourself in a lower vibration than a higher. So be careful. It's longevity of the experiences that you do, that you're not only going to be happy in the moment that you're going to be experiencing it, but you're going to be okay with those actions into the future even after those experiences, because otherwise you just spiral back down.
You're right. But also keep in mind that if someone is happy, let's say going to the movies and watching a magical movie, and that's what makes them happy, and eating popcorn, but they're like, if you go into the feeling of like, should I eat popcorn, should I not eat, so you're going kind of like you said, in duality of even that. So as long as you keep your vibration high no matter what you do, try to always be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
And once you're happy, everything should go fine. And if you have questions, always try to find the answers. Like, don't stay stuck somewhere. Always ask questions.
Okay, so there you have it, everybody. Thank you for joining. Once again, we had Monica. You can find her at liberateemporium.com. You can contact Liberate Emporium and seek out a session with her or be in contact with her us. You could also email info@liberateemporium.com. We can give any questions, and we'll hopefully she'll have answers to get back to you on. So once again, just to kind of reiterate, is, you know, the best way to dealing with negative energies and negative force fields is really to kind of put yourself in a positive state, to be happy, to not fight those interactions back and forth and that duality. And if you're going to make a choice, be comfortable with the choices and decisions that you make. And if things don't feel right, environment, circumstances, people's relationships, find a way to make changes and to alter how you interact with those situations so that you don't start to create this kind of magnet for these dark forces that can inhibit your body, your environment, and your space, but also know that there's hope. Even if you're in a really, you know, dark night of the soul, or these really dark points in your life, or you feel that you're very much affected by these negative energies, that they can be cleared. That's what we're pointing out here, is that even Monica said, even people that have lots of entities, there's never a point where the entities overpower the soul, so that there's always hope. There's hope for your loved ones, family members, you know. Have them talk to somebody. You don't have to have them come into Monica, but really have them, you know, you can of course have them come into Monica, but have them seek some kind of help and assistance to get the clearing that they need, so that they don't have to continue to live within that vibration. Thank you everybody. Thank you, Monica, for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Everybody have a great rest of your day, and join us next time.